The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. It hit me straight in the face today. I need to play Portal 2. I was hit in the face today. The retardation epidemic announced by Nick Ferrantes just is spreading all over the internet. The shit of the world truly came to me today. And the state of unsalvageability of people, the schizos, the liars, the lies, the suffering, and nothing you can do, really. Like, I was really dumped onto my head by the crap of the world. The crap of the world, as they call it in Fight Club. And I thought, well, in that state of absolute despair, even Nick Ferrantes said, I totally underestimated the problem of low IQ on the internet. It is a fucking problem. Huge problem. We have freedom of speech given to crowds that are fucking retarded. And we have the schizo Candace making her claims. We have a totally disorganized epistemologic process. And I used to like it. I used to like the chaos when I was a young man on the internet. But man, it's wrenching my gut right now. It's wrenching my gut. The low expectations that we can have for this world. Guy Slapkin, New Guy Prime says, damn, that took too long to load. So yeah, I was in that state of absolute despair, and I thought, you know what? Who are the people I can count on in my life? The donors. The donors have always been beside me. They've been beside me since 2015. I passed through four wives with the same Patreon donors. And I thought, well, there's one donor that's been annoying. It's Fat Am. He's been saying, Jeff, you have to stop being so autistic and play Dota. And you have to play another game. I suggest you play Portal. Portal is the best game. And I was like, well, you know, let's hang to what we have. Let's hang to... Fat Am is a good guy. He's a very smart guy. Fat Am is kind of my reference to say there's a flower in the shit out there. There's a brilliant young man, just wants his piece of the world, and he's smarter than 99.9% of the people you cross. Baroop says, people have been so conditioned to say the opposite of government, but all the while voting loyally in every election, weird interaction. Yeah, it's kind of what Nick Ferrantes is trying to get us out of, whether he will succeed. I mean, he certainly has a wait for 2018, for 2028. It's not, there's a reason why they attack him so hard. It's because it matters. New Guy Prime says it's not low IQ, it's low responsibility. They don't hold themselves to a higher standard. Well, you know, being an old guy of the internet, I used to think we're going to be as good as we can, and there's going to be some meritocracy. We're going to attract followers, and the best voices will rise out of the shit. But I have to say, I don't know anymore. Is there so many voices that you never get to the meritocratic part that it's all really just whoever yaps the craziest thing, and this guy is going to make more money on me than Twitter this month because he found the craziest hypothesis for Charlie Kirk. There's a camera out there that has the gun hidden inside. There's a drone. There's a trap door. Holy fuck. How do you figure out the truth? How do you discuss the revolutionary phenotype in this fucking environment? I don't know. I was not demanding much from the world. I was just a guy wanting to push a new idea in biology. And it's profoundly true. The revolutionary phenotype. I might have to just disconnect from the world, continue the show, and try to write the moral signal, because there needs to be some sort of escape from the ongoing shit. So what are we playing? Let's see here. Portal Reloaded. So there was Portal 1, there was Portal 2, and those are puzzle games. Now, people saying, Jeff, you're high IQ, we have high expectations. I'm a high IQ guy, but I am not a man of puzzle, chess. I see some people playing in chess or commenting on chess games all day on our Discord. I don't have knowledge to engage with them. I used to be a good chess player in my elementary school when I was facing normies, but I never became a good chess player against other good chess players. Anyways, so chess, puzzle, not my thing at all. But I've done a test run of Portal, so we'll go through a couple of levels that I'm familiar with, and then we'll encounter, presumably, new levels. Single player, new game, human storage vault. Yeah, so Portal Reloaded is a fan-made version with time travel. The Portal Reloaded is not only do you have the portals, but you have two universes that are split in time. One is 20 years later.
4509.
You have been in stasis for
16
days and
4
decades.
Wow, human bodies being Matrix style.
Welcome to the Aperture Science long-term human storage vault.
There's one missing here. Is he dead?
To take part in a very special testing course.
Who was behind 9/11, Papa? Well, you know,
federal
we've had across the years, we've had Ryan Dawson on the show.
Result in slight cases of
there's certainly lots of Israeli flags, you know,
blurry vision,
or the dancing Israelis. That is a problem.
If you experience the fact that all the
people were coming from Saudi Arabia,
to write them down in your test report.
Okay, so we're being carried as a body out of our sleep schedule. They said we were sleeping for 4 decades. Yeah, so 9/11, you know, and certainly who benefited them? Certainly Israel.
You will be further instructed there.
So I'm not saying that Israel did 9/11 as a government action necessarily, but certainly there was a bunch of interests were aligned with Israel and the Jews that seem to have been awfully aware. All right. So there was Portal 1, then Portal 2, now it's Portal Reloaded. It's the time traveling part where you have a time travel element to it. We are now. They've invested a lot of money. Transportation of human bodies as we get waked enough from 4 decades, 12 days of sleep. Whoa. There are robots, there are cubes.
Welcome to the Enrichment Center. These automated messages will guide you through your test today.
We are about to get enriched.
The door in front of you is programmed to open in approximately
20
years.
20
this test
years
can be solved in two different ways. Option one, wait patiently. Option two, time travel to the future.
Ah.
The choice is yours. However, if
I
you
choose
prefer time
travel,
the Enrichment Center will provide you the means to pursue
Fifth
that
Bannon
option.
Says, Papa Jeff, what are your views on religion?
Testing will begin in three,
a bunch of signaling
two,
crap.
One.
Between psychopaths. That's what religion
Welcome
is.
To the future. Time traveling through portals will be an essential
moral
part of this testing course.
For psychos.
In order to help you distinguish between the present and the future, this part of the Enrichment Center has been left untouched for the last
20
years.
Okay, so we're 20 years in
you
the
may
future.
See some signs of decay. Don't worry, the Enrichment Center is designed to withstand centuries without proper maintenance. Find a way to exit the chamber.
Press this button. And now we're traveling back to the present time.
Welcome back to the present. If you are ever unsure which timeline you're in, simply observe your environment. The present should always look a bit cleaner than the future.
Cleaner present.
This Aperture Science test subject teleportation device will dematerialize your body and rematerialize it in the next chamber. This process is absolutely safe. Usually.
Not very reassuring. My prediction on why Tyler killed Charlie was almost correct, says Duck U. I thought there was a girl who turned him down, but there was a tranny who turned him on. Yeah,
these
I guess.
Next chambers will involve cube and button-based
we
testing with the perks
away
of time travel.
So we got cubes here. I got it right away. Just analyzing the
bullet. A cube placed in the present will appear in the same position in the future.
Okay, so we have a cube in the present. We're seeing it 20 years down the line in this window.
Moving a cube in the present will automatically update the location of the same cube in the future.
So we just moved the 20-year-old cube into the future there. Now, we cannot pass through this thing with cubes. We have to be clever about it. We have to let the cube age for 20 years, travel into the future.
This future version of the cube can be moved for good. Please continue to the next chamber.
Alright. What do you say to people that insist that you cannot have an objective standard of morality without believing in God? You say yes. And here's the thing. It's not dramatic at all. It's not dramatic that your standards of morality must be subjective.
Understanding the concept of cause and effect
because
will be vital to solving the upcoming tests.
Ice cream is subjectively
Simply
good
put,
also.
Everything you do
you don't
in
need
the present
a god to tell you that ice cream
future,
is good.
But not the other way around.
You don't need a god to tell you that ice cream, steak is good. It's a subjective thing. And yet, your life works around it. You know, it works. Okay, so here we have two buttons that we need to hold down. They need to be held at the same time. We have a cube here. How do we get two cubes from one? Well, we travel into the future. We travel. What if I take this cube in the present? I'm gonna put it there. We're gonna take a cube from the future. Put it here.
Good now thinking. While it is impossible to bring a present cube to the future, this clever trick allows you to have two versions of the same cube in one timeline. This will prove to be very useful in future chambers.
Guy Slapkin says, are Christian morals a subjective preference of Jesus? That is a good one. Interesting question, actually. You could have a vision of Christianity as, you know, a materialistic vision of Christianity. And in that case, your description would be correct. Basically, Jesus was the philosopher. Okay, so we have a present cube at time T. We're gonna drop it here. We want a cube that can stand on this, but that can then dematerialize to lift us across the elevator. So we're going to go into the future. Take this cube, which I just dropped on the floor in the past. We're gonna create a time paradox. We're first going to activate the elevator so that I can stand on it. Now we're going to create a time paradox by lifting this cube. The other disappears and I'm lifted up. And I even have a cube to finish. Now, we've used here one of the property. Did I forget something? We use the property that you can
remember,
double the cube by taking
the future. If you change the
destiny
of an object in the present, the future
but if you
version
touch
of
the
that
past
object
one,
will be affected as well.
The future one disappears.
If this sounds too complicated,
creates
you're
a time paradox.
The next chamber will only heavily rely on your understanding of this very basic concept.
It's very exciting. It's very special as a game, I have to say. It's quite an experience. It's like the movie Cube, right? Okay. So here we have a button. We can't access it. We're gonna have to go into the future where this part has crumbled. We're going to use the falling cube. Now, we're going to use this to get a present time cube. But present day cube, and we're going to put it available to right there. Now we do need another cube that will press on this, so we're going to go in the future, double this cube, bring it back into the past. That gives us a second cube. And we'll be able to step up and then create the time paradox. The cube disappears. Boom. This leads to the orange line and then
good.
Another orange
by
line.
Now, you hopefully understand the concept of cause and effect and how
I cubes have to say,
behave
you need
in
practice.
Timelines.
You need
now,
to know what's the
let's
solution.
Move on to something
now we're
more
soon going to get into the levels where I have not practiced. Because let me tell you, this game requires lots of thinking and noticing. I don't know if I master it to the point where I can find a solution without having trained on it and watched a walkthrough of it. We'll see. Where are we at now?
And now, for the moment you've been waiting for, Aperture Science proudly presents the Triple Portal Device.
Oh yeah.
This marvelous device will allow you to place three different portals. For now, however, to introduce you to the concept of portals in different timelines, the time portals will be placed for you.
Look at this, bro. If you see yourself in the reflection, it means you passed through. Holy shit. The geometry of this is fascinating. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, so we have a portal of another color. We can get to it. And look. Look. The reflection, the fractal, the meta reference. Whoa. Bro, this is actual portal geometry. Look at this. What the fuck? Whoa. Paradox, bro. Paradox. All right. That will be fun. Okay, so the idea is that you can make your portals on white stuff. So if you draw a portal here, then you're gonna fall. Whoa! 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 I fell from the roof while walking into a wall. Wow! Okay, now we have the future. We would want to get there, I guess. This is where we need to advance. What is the function of the future here? Do we need the future at all?
A portal placed in the present will appear on the same surface in the future.
Ah, to show us that there is a symmetry between the present and the future. Now, do we need... What if I was to jump there? Ah, now we're barred here. So how do we handle this? Well, we're gonna have to traverse this thing from the future, maybe. Is it? Oh, but we have the problem that we cannot. What if, since it preserved, there we go.
A portal placed in the future will not override its existing location in the present.
And here we go, we found the solution. So it was
thinking in four dimensions means not only knowing where to place your portals, but also when.
The future looks like crap because whites are only 1% of the population. I don't know if that was the end. Okay, there seems to be a door here. That is... I go there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, oh.
Please ignore that. The decay of this facility over the past 20 years may have caused the destruction of some portal surfaces. Try to find a way around this.
Yeah, well. What if we go in the present? Oh yeah, this one I've done it. Something like, you have to go there. But I think it's something like, you put a portal blue here. You put a red portal here maybe. Then you go into the future. Now your red portal is still there. You can create a blue portal which will not mess up your other blue portal from the present. Go back to the present. And now you find yourself... Oh! Blue! Oh! This game is fucked up, bro. This game is fucked up. The symmetry. Now, in the future, the glass is broken.
Because time portals exist in exactly the same location in both timelines,
They can only be placed on surfaces which are intact in both the present and the future. This next chamber will involve the concept of momentum-based traveling through portals. You go in fast, you come out fast.
This is the last level I've been exposed to. I have found... I think I have the solution to this level. What if we put some blue here? Now we're in the future. What's the difference with the past? There's still a... What we can do is the past, we can set up... we can set up something... Let's say blue is set here in the past. Red is set here, so we're gonna get some momentum. But the big problem of this is... What exactly is the problem of this? We want to go in the future. Do the jump in the future. And now... But what do we want to do with this? I don't remember. Should I have done this in the future or should I have done this in the past? Let's start with the simple stuff. So,
touching the material emancipation grills will cause any ordinary portal to fizzle. Time portals are not affected. If a portal closes in the present, it will also close in the future. So think about where and when to pass through them.
Okay. What is... That gives us a higher jump. I think that's the key. But we want a higher jump while the portal... I'm confused here. Let's restart. We go in the present. In the present, we have our... Is that what we want? In the present, we set up a blue portal right here. But what? Bro, I'm confused. We need to get... We need to get to that portal from a high jump. The high jump is there. How do I get to this high jump? I go in the future. And now, the fact that I cross this in the future will leave the hole unaffected in the past. So now that I'm in the past and that I have a higher jump... Ooh. Yeah! We did it!
Now that you know all the essentials, how about shooting some time portals of your own?
Time portals of my own.
Ahead of you is the Aperture Science Time Portal Activation Force Field. This field will activate and deactivate your ability to shoot time portals. It will not fizzle your portals or destroy cubes.
What did he say? Fire time portal. Okay, so Is that the time? Fire time port. What does he mean? So we have two portals. I didn't hear what he said. Do you guys know? He said this will not fizzle the portal. Is there some help that we can have him re-explain? Oh, okay. Oh, no. It's so I can create a time portal. This is what he was saying. So what do we do with the time portal? We're now in the future. Now, in the future, this glass is broken. Excellent.
Great. The following chamber will combine all the elements you have learned so far. Good luck solving your first test while shooting three different portals.
Okay, what do we have here? This. This looks like a momentum thing. We want to build momentum to jump there. We're gonna need some cube. Now what? Momentum. So that's the momentum we got. Okay. Blue. Momentum red. Yahoo! Oh! Not enough momentum. Is that what it is? Would we have more momentum in the present? That's a good question. Do we need a block for the momentum? If I go in the future, we got more momentum if we stand on the block. We got blue portal. We're gonna jump into. Oh, we did it! Yeah! Oh boy. Now what? Now we need to transport the blocks. This is the first level I was in that. Oh no, did I transport the past block? Oh boy. That was the wrong block to play with. Now. Is there a way? I'm pretty sure this will kill the other black. I know what I do in the future does not affect. Yes, JF. What you do. Doing the future does not affect the past. Think four dimensions, JF. Now what? Ooh. Oh yeah. Oh.
Well done. Traveling through a time portal will also transfer your current momentum
into
the other timeline.
transport the cube to the other timeline. That is complex, bro. We have drop black. What are we looking for here? We must jump there. There's some those are angular momentum stuff. If I put the black, what? I put the black and elevate. Okay, so whoa, I'm nervous now. Now I don't think can I cross this with the black. Okay, so this breaks our plan. What have we learned? We have learned that this put this so that we can jump there. We want to go back there. How do we resolve this issue? We wanted to bring a block up there. What is activating this one? Maybe we need to go explore down there. Is there anything down here? This we know what it does. What activates this one? Whoa, bro. Okay. What? Oh, let's not forget that we have the time travel capability. Okay. We have a block here. I can pass through this. Want to raise my block, I think. Or do we want to go? We can have time traveling here. What if it's time travel? Okay, so what does it look like in the future? Are there any massive differences? We still have a non-crossing. There must be something different in the future. Up, block. Can... Seems like it's related to this. Do I have to jump? Do I have to create an infinite loop? A particle accelerator. Now that doesn't seem to be the solution, but it's pretty cool. What is... How do I get the block there? That's the question. Block on top. I cannot make a portal in there. Do you guys know on the regular chat? How will I bring... Well, let's go on this side. I never went. Go check. Pretty much the same thing. What are these instructions, bro? What? Certainly we want to cause this. Certainly. Jump. That's certainly what we want to do. But the time portals are not broken when I pass through this. Look at this. My portals are erased, but the time portal is not. Can we find a... Can we find something that we can do with this? Proper. If the time portal if I take a block in the future, go into the past. Now I have two blocks. Does a future block pass through? And what are these things? There must be a reason for this. Now I have two blocks. One is the future one. One is the past one. I don't think I can pass through these things with any block. But still, we have two blocks. Maybe that's more. Maybe that's. If I touch this block, the other one disappears. What if it required two blocks? That's the future block. What if we bring it back into the past? What? Oh no! Just because I moved the current black. Well, we have to find a way. We have to find a way to land the right place. Doesn't do anything. What? How do I resolve this? By the way, Jeff, this mod with time travel is a step up in difficulty. They probably assume you already finished the regular game. In case you were asking, the signs seem to indicate that they want you to make an infinite loop to generate high momentum on the block. Well, I did that. I tried that. Do they want an infinite loop with two? So, okay, we have this. Now what? Oh, now? Oh, I have my idea. Okay, oh. How do we do this? Okay. I'm starting to think here. I want to stop this. Okay, we need a black hair. Look at this. We need a black hair. We have our... We are ready to set up a loop, okay? A loop of high momentum. And look at this. We're gonna... Oh, shit. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna redo... Our loop of high momentum. Oh no, we're gonna redo our loop of high momentum. Look at this. Oh. We have high momentum, boys. And now we will redirect the loop. Get ready. Get ready for the great. Okay, so what do I have to do here? Red, I guess. Red. We stand on the shoulder of the high momentum activation. We have speed. We see my fractal reflection in the future or whatever. And go! Oh! Now what? Now I have. What will that have done? Now I have kicked the cube that way. Now what? Now this has activated this in orange. Now. Now what do we do? But we got the cube there. We have to go check what's that. We got a cube there. Now do we have to get ourselves there? Can we order another cube? Another cube would... But did we... Oh, shit. We had to have two cubes from the beginning. Oh, shit. Now we're gonna... lose a cube. I'm gonna have to go in the future. Whatever we do, we must not move the current cube. We must do all of the first operation. Is that how I should understand it? We must do all of the first operation with this cube. I still don't know what happened. When the cube got kicked, did it land exactly at the right place? In any case, this must be prepared for infinite loop. Doing what we did, and red. Whew. Okay. Now, how do I get there? Do I have to go to the future? Is there something special about this place in the future? Is there something in the future that allows me to jump? Papa, do you think Andy Warski's IQ has dropped even further by stopping crack? He seems to be looking off into space with the zombies there. These guys, you know, they have such they always overlive. They overdo it. Their life becomes worse with time, less exciting. I'm a man who keeps enjoying more and more life. Man, this we solved a big mystery. We solved the big mystery. Now, we know how to get the block there. What are we missing? Could I throw myself with momentum? What kind of momentum would send me? Or is there another source of momentum where we can bring a cube here? Did they say something about this? Definitively, we have to find it. Jump and go there. They want me to jump? They want me to make the jump? Completely failed. They say jump and try to reach this. No, I can't reach this. They say this. They're suggesting that those are kind of jumpable area, but to go where? Will not give me enough momentum, I'm afraid. I need this to be... Launch the cube up from below you and grab it from the air. JF, it seems at some point you two will have to fly through the portal from the platform that pivots. Fly through. How there's no flying in this game, boys. I am sorry. There's no flying. I guess you need to place a box there to make the platform pivot, then you jump through the angled platform. Yes, definitely I have to make that jump. But how do I bring a block? Is there a way to use the momentum, the amplification, to kind of throw? No, it's not throwable. That's a big problem. Now. Scar's tip. Make the loop with the cube again and launch it from directly below you when you are at the top of the platform. Launch it from directly below you when you are at the top of the platform. Launch it from directly below you. At your feet. So you're saying I make the loop of cubes. Okay, that I get it. Then you want the cube. You want the cube to fall with high speed here. What is it gonna do? From the ditch. Jump. I don't get it, guys. From the ditch. You want me to be there, right here? You want me to be at this place? Then you grab it from the air as it comes to you. You'll have the cube on the button. It will be launched into the air, then you catch it from the platform. Oh boy, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but let's try. Man. What is even this? Let's say we have a cube. You want me to be accelerated? You want me to jump into this? Is that what you're saying? It will be launched into the air, then you catch it from the platform. You want me to jump? You want me to jump into this? Now what? Now I go forward? That's what I don't understand what you guys want me to do. They say this lifts the cube up. You can create infinite loop from the button platform, then place the second portal in the ditch so you can catch the cube and place it on the button. So you think it can emerge from the ground with momentum? Okay, that's an interesting hypothesis. Let's see. You think... This is mind-boggling. You think that an infinite loop giving momentum to this cube. You think that if I spit it out red, I'm excited. We don't need the button right now. We need to bring that cube here. Oh! 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 Oh, man, you got it. Oh! Wasn't that beautiful? Whoa! You got it. You resolved the puzzle. Okay. Now, we'll be able to get momentum. Yoo-hoo! Now we will need a cube right here. I guess. X. Oh, no. We needed a past cube to be able to dematerialize this cube. Oh, now I get it. All right, now we know what's the deal. We need a past cube to be there. And all of this needs to happen in future time. But the past cube is the first. We must start with the past cube. Okay, we got a basic past cube. It is being transferred to the future. Yeah. No, we need to go to the future. Let's go to the future. Get our future cube, bring it into the past. Okay. We start by sending our best cube. We send our best cube. Wait a minute. Did the future cube dematerialize? Oh shit. Every time we touch this shit. Ah, so we need to go get it back. Future. Holy shit. Okay. Boop. Okay. Now, let's go in the future. In the future, what do we need to do? We need to send ourselves to go get the black. Can we take a new block from the future? Or will that erase our block? That is the question. Let's try. Should we return to the past with it, or should we do something here? They have to be entangled. See, the cube disappeared. How do we have a cube that is in the present time right here, so that when we touch it, the future cube disappears? We need to transport a current time cube in the current time. Current time cube in the current time. Isn't that what we already have? We're gonna have to redo it. Current time cube in the current time. Okay, we have our cube. Okay, we have momentum. Now, we have our current time cube in the current time. We go into the future, but we're gonna need a cube in the future. This is what I don't understand. The cube in the future. Cube in the future is now stuck there. It is a future cube. Some cube must be here, but it must be disintegrated. If it is disintegrated, it is a future cube. what I do in the future should not influence what I do in the past. What I do in the future should not influence the past. Therefore. Problem is, can I get a future cube without disintegrating the cube that's there? You shouldn't have brought future cube in the present, I guess. Well, there has to be a way in which that has to be the way, because the cube must disappear, so it must be entangled. The problem is, does that dematerialize the cube that's there? I don't know. It's not supposed to. Causality, bro. Causality would be... Causality would be... that okay, now I have a block. Oh, I have a block, therefore it is a future block. I go back into the past. I think I may have made a mistake that will cost me, but I think we're getting close. I bring a future block here. My only question is my block still there? But if that's the only error, we can resolve this later. Let's just try. Now we have a future block in present time. Okay. Oh yeah, and look at this. Time paradox. Boom. And then what?
Nicely
oh,
done.
Yeah!
Now, let's move on to some more advanced challenges.
What the fuck? This was complex, bro. Wow, I didn't expect this game to be like... Fatam says, bounce with the green portal, you come out in the same spot with your momentum. Okay, so Fatam was giving me tricks that I missed on this track. Man, you have to be proud once you complete these things. They are hard. I think we're gonna end it here for today. Bro, weird game. I'm feeling it. It's great. It's fun. Bizarre. Original. Very mind stimulating, dimensional, fascinating, fascinating. I'm happy that I've tried Portal Reloaded on a day where I didn't have much to say. Why not? Much love, everyone. Thank you for being with me tonight. I'll see you all next week. I'm going on a weekend vacation. Bye-bye.